The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And we begin Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572-4610. And we will talk today about your home improvements. Maybe twice, because I'm hearing it twice. Come on, guys, fix it for me. Well, it's the, what is it, the mix? I don't know what it is. I don't know, but you better find out, because I can't do a show like this. This is going to be crazy. All right, 713-572-4610, and we will talk today about your home improvements. As far as the video of the week, we don't have a new one today, but we have a good one. So go to homeshowradio.com, and you can listen, you can see the video and find all of our people who are going to talk about today, like Door Clearance Center and Right Touch Electrical, Due West Foundation Repair. All those people are on our website. They're this, what we call the Certified Home Show Pros. So that's what we're setting up and doing now. We're going to be talking about them for the next 3 hours, as well as we're going to be doing Home Show Radio, answering your questions as you call. And that's till 12 o'clock today. Tomorrow, we're on from 8 to 11, but after that, we're going to be going on an earlier schedule for most of the football season from 7 to 9 on Sunday. But on Saturdays, it'll always be 9 to 12, unless something really unusual happens. And so far, that hasn't happened in a long time. In fact, I can't remember when it was ever changed, except when we went from 8 to 11 to 9 to 12. So that's perfectly fine. All right, 713-572-4610. Door Clearance Center is where you go to get your doors. Whether they're front doors, back doors, interior doors, you name it, they have it. The Door Clearance Center is where you go to get all of the good quality, very low priced, set up to your standard door. When I say that, they can be double doors, single doors. They can be, you can have side lights. You can have the kick-proof hardware put on. They have all the hardware there. So they put the complete package, depending on the thickness of your jamb and things like that. They'll put it together where you will be able to have the perfect door for the perfect opening for your perfect home. Anyway, the Door Clearance Center is where you go. It's on, located in I-45 North, just south of the Gulf Bank Road exit. That's what I like, the best way I can put it. And it's on the southbound side, which is, if you're going north, it's on the left side. If you're going south, it's on the right side. But that would be very confusing, so I won't say that. Anyway, Door Clearance Center, they're there for you. Just go by and see them, and go online at homeshowradio.com, like I started out this whole segment about, because they have a website that shows all their doors. Well, no, shows all the prices and stuff of the doors on their website. But when you go to their clearance center, there's even more. And so it's just a very enlightening experience. That's Door Clearance Center. And we continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572. Better write this down or I'm going to get it wrong. 572-4610. 4610. There we go. Let's get to the calls. Let's talk to Bill. Bill, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're redoing an old house down in South Texas, and it doesn't have hardly any insulation in the walls. And we've been tearing off all the outside walls and putting Hardy up. And as we're doing it, we're putting, you know, the R13 insulation in the walls.
Yes.
And does it really matter which direction? I know normally when you do it, you put the paper on the inside facing the inside wall.
Yes.
And then you pull the bands over and you staple them. If you're doing it from the outside, it's kind of hard doing that, because we have decent walls on the inside. You know, we're not changing those. And I was just wondering, does it make a big difference, you know, putting them on? In other words, the way we're doing it now, the rough insulation is looking to the outside. you know, and the paper's on the inside. And it's a little hard to do. I just wonder if it's necessary to do that.
Well, you say you're putting it with the paper on the inside and the open insulation on the outside. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
Paper, even when I was using insulation like that in my prior years, we would staple it up, and then I would go in the house and take a razor blade and cut a big X in the paper so it would breathe on both sides. If you want to put the paper to the outside and staple it, if you think that's easier, I think that's what you're asking me.
Right, that's my question, correct.
Okay, do that, and then take a box cutter and cut a big X in the paper. Just open the paper up. It'll be fine. You can still use the flanges to staple it. But today you shouldn't have paper on either side. In fact, the papered insulation, if it's in a wall, if it's not cut, you probably shouldn't do it. But if you're doing it that way and you cut an X, you're fine.
I'll just cut an X in it. Okay.
Yeah, just so it can breathe.
All right.
That's all.
Okay.
Simple.
It's
simple.
Kind of a pain doing it the way we've been doing
are
it.
Are you tearing the shiplap off of the outside of the house?
It's not shiplap. It's like it's similar to like a T111.
Oh,
and,
okay.
It's just rotten. And
so it's not that old. I got you. That's
going
fine.
Going back with Hardy.
That's okay. Yeah, that's fine. Go just cut the paper. Cut the paper open so it'll breathe. It'll be fine. Just keep it simple.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bill. Let's continue on, and this time let's talk to John. John, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. My question is about water pressure. I am having difficulty at various times of the day, the night, different parts of the house, randomly getting water pressure all through the house. If someone flushes the toilet while you're in the shower, you know, there's not enough water to continue your shower.
Well, it shouldn't shut off altogether, but the shower might go down. How old's the house? When was it built?
It's about 10 years old.
You know what kind of pipes you have? You can't have galvanized pipes. I mean,
I do not have galvanized pipes. I know that. What I have been able to see, I want to say parts of it is copper, and I don't know if it's attached to something different.
How long have you lived in the house?
I've lived in the house right at about 8 years. It was a 2-year-old house when I purchased. The only thing that's been different of late is the water company installed one of those automatic, meters at the street.
Then
and I've called them back out, and they've come out, and they said they put a pressure test on it, and it's testing fine to them. But, I mean, this morning, I go outside, made sure everything was off in the house, no meter running. I turn the faucet on where the water hose is, closest faucet to the meter, and it's full pressure for about 4 or 5 seconds, and then it goes down to a slow trickle. And that's the closest water faucet to
Understand.
The meter box.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty obvious. It's whatever they did.
Okay.
Because the thing is, if you don't have pipes that are clogging up, if it's been like that from day one, that's different. But since this happened ever since they did work, it's who's ever delivering the water is my first intuition to answer your question. And it's whatever they did. They might not be smart enough to figure it out, but the meter probably is just not. It's defective in some way. Whether they do a pressure test right there at the meter, maybe. But somehow you got to convince them that something's wrong there. And what you just did proves it is. It's just whatever they did. I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if maybe there's a vent pipe or something that might have been clogged.
Absolutely not. It has nothing to do. It's a closed system. I want you to think of this. It's a closed system, all pressure. Usually about 60 PSI is kind of normal, so we'll use that as an example. That means all the pipes have 60 pounds per square inch of pressure on it. And when you turn a faucet on, it should maintain that. Whoever's delivering the water, because the PSI that you get delivered to your home is from them, not you. And so it's all their stuff. It's not yours. All you're doing is opening up a conduit, I guess you might say, and letting the water run. But they're the deliverers. They're the ones you're paying, and they're the ones that are delivering the PSI and everything else.
So I've asked the neighbor next door if they're experiencing any issues, and they're not.
No, it's whatever they did on that meter. Whether you can convince them of it or not is another story. But
I took a video of this morning.
That's good, but it's like Judge Judy. I like that. It's only going to be whoever you can get out there that actually will listen and not just presume that they know everything and you know nothing and that it's not your fault. I mean, it's not their fault. It's your fault, but it is their fault.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to take this video to them next week and prove to them, because I wasn't on site the last time they tested. They just left the little door hanger saying that everything was fine.
And usually that's done by an independent company. And so what I would do is I would call them and say, you got to get them out here and I got to meet with you and there's something wrong. And I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just telling you, whatever you did, the meter, whatever, even if they just have to replace it with a new meter because they don't believe it, just something's got to happen with them.
All right. Thank you very much for the information.
All right. Good luck with your fight. I think you'll win. I think not win, but I think you'll get your water pressure. But it's nothing in your house. It just didn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen that way. Thank you, John. I appreciate it very much. 713-572-4610. Due West Foundation Repair. Do you need foundation repair work done? Well, Due West Foundation Repair can do it if you do. If you don't call them. Why would you? There's nothing wrong with my foundation. How do you know? Because there's no cracks. The doors are fine. The windows are fine. Everything is just hunky-dory. And said, well, yeah, well, don't. Some people want to say, maybe I should just call them just to see. Don't do that. You'll know if there's a problem. It gets pretty obvious. You get cracks on, especially above windows and doors in the inside on the sheetrock. That'll show you. Oh, that it's not just a little tiny crack. It's a crack that goes diagonally from the corner of the top of the window or the door out to the out of it. It goes usually, I don't think I've ever seen one go inside the opening, but usually out away from the opening. And again, it gets wider on the top and then thinner at the bottom. And you say, that's a problem. That's when you call Due West Foundation Repair. If you have to raise your home because of flood issues, in fact, so they're going to be looking at a house. Hopefully they already did, but at a house that I'm considering, working with some people from Hurricane Harvey about raising the house. They can raise the house up 4, 5, 6 feet, whatever you want. In this case, it would be 4. The one I'm looking at. So, Due West Foundation Repair. This is the company you call when you need your house raised, foundation fixed, watering systems in because the foundation's moving around a little bit, but it can be solved with a little bit of consistent moisture, or root barriers and all of the above. So whatever the case may be, if you need it fixed, the UltraPile system with a lifetime transferable warranty is always the way to go. Give them a call at 713-473-7156 because when you want the best, you call Due West.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Suicide is Painless. That's the name of that song. All right. Anyway, call me 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Frank next. Frank, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. I'm going to replace my front and back doors. And I've been looking at the doors at your place to a clearance center, and I think I'm going to go with fiberglass. And my question is, a couple on that, but the measurements, in the opening, both of those doors are going to be put in, it's brick. And how much leeway do I have on the measurements, on the edges for the door to fit?
If you're going to do this, on the inside of your door, you have what's called a door casing. That's the trim that goes between the sheetrock and the door jamb. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to pull the two sides off, and I want you to measure the exact whatever's there. I know it's going to be a little unsightly, but it's not a big deal. You're going to have to replace it anyway, but pull it off and see. Okay. Usually the jams, I don't know if they're 1.5 inches or 3/4 on your doors. That's why I want you to pull them off and just go from the outside of the door jamb to the outside of the other side of the door jamb and get an exact measurement, because if we do this wrong, you're gonna be pretty upset. But leeway, I mean, you can have up to 1/4 inch, and you can use shims and stuff. It's not a problem. But I really want to know what's in there, and that's what I would do. If it was my door, I'd pull the trim off and just look at that little gap for a while.
And then when I paint the doors, what kind of paint do I use to paint the doors?
On the outside? Or yeah. The inside? Or both?
I'm sorry, just the outside. Because they're going to come paint, white, but I want to...
Just an exterior house paint. Fiberglass okay. holds paint really well. It'll paint beautiful. And I'll just buy whatever exterior house paint. I would go to a Benjamin Moore dealer if it was me and get a Regal, a gallon of Regal, and go ahead and just paint the doors on the outside the color you want.
Okay. Hey, and lastly, I had Ideal Roofing do a roofing job for me. Great job. And on my garage, I didn't have any ridges, and they put a vent in. I just could not believe how much cooler that garage is.
Well, that's good.
And so then my last question on that is, so they replaced 9 sheets of decking.
Mm-hmm.
And I had years ago, man, it was a job, but I went and rented the sprayer and all, and I sprayed it with that that metallic shielding paint.
Okay.
And so my question is, you know, and I got 9 new sheets. Man, I don't want to go through that again. Can I, and I think I've heard you say before, I can roll that on?
Yeah. You use more than you need to, but yeah. I mean, if you want to.
Yeah.
Sure, it's still a coating of sorts. It's a radiant barrier paint is what you're talking about.
That's right, correct.
And if you want to, fine. If you don't, I don't think 9 sheets, I'm not sure how big your house is, but I don't think 9 4x8 sheets of plywood, and whether it has it or doesn't, isn't going to make a huge amount of difference. So, you know.
Well, then I'm not going to do it.
What we call it is pick your battles, but I wouldn't do it unless you're really bored and you have nothing else to do.
Great. Well, thank you, Tom, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you, partner. 713-572-4610, and we will talk today till noon. By the way, I'm doing the show from a new studio in Brownsville, Texas. That's right, Brownsville, Texas. Yeah, I got a call from an old boss saying, pack your bags, you're moving to Brownsville. Well, I'm not really moving, but I'm commuting. And apparently a lot of people at where I work now commute back and forth from Houston because the new president and vice president are from Houston Community College. That used to be one of my bosses. And I am now the director of construction trades and manufacturing for Texas Southmost College. So I come down here and I do my Monday through Friday gig. And then this weekend, we decided to hang out down here and just enjoy it and not fly again. And I'll be flying on Wednesday back to Houston and doing my stuff like I always do. But it's my first, this is kind of the trial show to make sure all my equipment works. And right now, everybody's doing great. I just forgot my phone screener computer, but I'll have that next time I'm doing the show from down here. But I just thought I'd let you know, I've done the show from all the home shows all across Houston. I've done my show from every radio studio I've ever worked at a radio station. I don't work for radio stations anymore. We're independent, but we are on Sports Radio 610, and I've done it from their studio. I don't like radio studios. They really are very dirty, and I don't like dirtiness because of the fact that everybody is on the radio all the time. The only time you can clean it is like 4 in the morning, and the cleaning crews are never around at 4 in the morning, so it's just the nature of the beast. But, you know, most guys still go in and do shows from the studio, and that's fine. I'm a solo guy, so I can get away without doing that. And now with the internet, it's easy. And as far as that goes, I've done the show from Lake Placid, New York, I don't know how many hundreds of times when my kids were young and I was up there with them in a 100-year-old home, more than 100 years old, actually. Gosh, right now, it was built in 1896, I think. So that'd be almost 130 years. Wow. Anyway, that I did that from there, and now I'm going to be doing it from Brownsville once in a while as I do my other job. And what is my job? I put America back to work. In fact, I just met with a huge company named Keppel Amsfell, and they want 3,000 workers, and they're going to help me train them on their site, and they build ships. Have you ever seen a ship built? I've never seen a ship built. So I got a whole tour of their facility yesterday at the Port of Brownsville, and it is an incredible operation. The size of what they build, piece by piece. These ships are built piece by piece, mostly, not all of it, but mostly by hand. It is amazing. One little section at a time until all of a sudden you have a huge barge or a huge ship with motors and propellers and all this stuff. air conditioning systems, you name it. And that's what they do. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I'm still in awe. It's like that tailgate commercial for GMC or whatever it is. All the tailgates come down, everybody's mouth's open. My mouth was like that yesterday going, wow. And I've got to train ship fitters for them. So, well, I'm not going to train them. I'm putting up the program to do it. And it's just one of the many things we're starting down here. This place has got a huge amount of opportunity for people who work. So it's amazing how the country has got so many jobs and they can't fill them. It's just absolutely amazing. They're looking at 15,000 workers here in the valley that they don't have. 15,000. Good paying, high paying, skilled jobs, and they can't find people to fill them. And so that's part of my job. I got to keep America working. So I just want to let you know that I'm doing good stuff. I'm just not in Houston right now, and I'm very proud to do the show from Brownsville, Texas. It's still Texas, baby. It's a 55-minute flight is what it is, so it's not a big deal at all. And I want everybody to remember, including my certified home show pros, Houston is my home. I'm not giving that place up. Houston will always be my home. It'll probably be where I'll take my last breath and lay my last head down on a pillow, hopefully in my own house and not somewhere else. Right Touch Electrical, the electricians of choice in the Houston area. Everything's about Houston on this show because that's what this show's about. In fact, when Charlie Mosier and I syndicated many years ago, he had me in, I don't know, maybe 8-10 cities across Texas. And one day we looked at each other and said, this is too big. It's too much. Let's just keep Houston because Houston's my home. Houston's Charlie's home. Houston is the home of all our certified home show pros. It's all about where you live. And that's why I'm saying when I tell you about somebody, it is going to be the Houston area. And Right Touch Electrical, well, Will, he lives in Houston. Well, I think it is. Maybe it's not the city of. Everybody says it's Houston. Somebody said, your address is Houston. Do you live in Houston? I said, not really. I live in Harris County. Well, why does it say Houston? I don't know. It's not my choice. So I could get my mail. That's what I want. So anyway, Right Touch Electrical. And all they do is service work. And Will and his partner, Gary, they said, you know what? We just need to do service work for people of Houston and go to their homes and make sure everything working for them is good and safe and, you know, the way it's supposed to be. That's what they do. They're licensed electricians. They have apprentices and journeymen. And Will, of course, is a master electrician. And they just take care of it all for you. So whatever the case may be when it comes to an electrical problem, call Right Touch Electrical. They service the people of Houston, and they want to be your electrician of choice. Right Touch Electrical. To find out more about them, go to homeshowradio.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
I dream of Jeannie. Chad said we're going to have some old sitcom music. I don't know. He must have been really bored this week. All right, let's see here. Ah, he's killing me. Let's talk to Ann. Ann, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, I have two questions. When I've noticed lately that when my big unit comes on downstairs, my lights kind of dim a little bit. Mm-hmm. Should I be concerned?
No.
Okay.
I mean, if it gets really bad, you can call, you know, Will over at Right Touch Electrical. But right now, everybody is loading the grid, and it's mind dim sometimes when my systems turn on, too.
Okay. Well, it has a lot of racket on it. I'm not real happy with it. They keep saying nothing's wrong with it when I've had people out. Mm. But it wasn't like that when I bought it. So, you know, what can I do? I'm no mechanic. But I have another question. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine has a trailer house. One of the busy little children pulled the towel rack down. I tried to fix it. There's a stud for one of the attachments there that holds it to the wall. Where this one was pulled out, there is no stud and nothing. I mean, it's like you can move that wall. It's like some kind of thin material that is not sheetrock. I thought if I could find something that would, you know, that poofy stuff that blows up and gets hard or whatever, it's empty. The wall is all empty. It may be, you know, impossible to do this. Do you have any ideas on how I could support that enough to put that back up there that would hold it?
You're going to have to use a butterfly anchor, and that's just going to pull behind that vinyl wall board that they have there. But that's the only thing you can do with something like that. There's nothing you're going to put in that wall. Don't try to do that. You'll have a mess on your hands. Just get a butterfly anchor, pop it through, and then tighten it down. The wall will move a little bit, but it, unless somebody puts a lot of weight on there, it should not pull through that interior wall.
Are there certain sizes that I should get?
Well, whatever fits. I'm not sure what size...
The hole is about at least a quarter or more.
Well, you're going to shove that in there, and it's going to pop open.
Right.
I'm more concerned that the shank of the screw, fits through the hole of your little the deal that attaches to the towel rack, so it holds tight. So it's more important that the screw shank goes through the hole.
Okay.
Once it pops open, it'll pop open a lot wider than the hole itself.
Okay, I've seen them before, but I haven't used them in many years.
Those you have to use with towel racks with kids. I'm sorry. The anchors and all other stuff, unless you're in the stud, like you say, in the wood frame, you got to use the butterfly anchors.
Super well. I knew if it could be done, you would know. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's why I'm here. 713-572-4610. Take charge of the water at your home. Now, I don't mean the water pressure. We had a call earlier about water pressure. I'm talking about the quality of the water. Good drinking water. That's right. Good water to bathe in. Everything. That's when you call the people at Aquatex. The K5 drinking water station for all the water you're going to drink or cook with is the best. It goes through a reverse osmosis system, and it's really well engineered. And it's quite simple to maintain, which I really like, but it is a reverse osmosis. And what reverse osmosis does is it filters water through a membrane. It has other filters too. It has a post-filter, a pre-filter, that kind of thing. But it pushes it through a membrane, and all the garbage gets sent back to whoever gave it to you. So it takes, I think about it, about 2 gallons of water to get 1 gallon of good water, because it sends the other gallon back with all the pesticides, herbicides, anything, whatever's in there, it's gone. And all you get is almost 100%. They call 9999. You know, it's like ivory soap. But it's just pure water. You don't have to boil it or anything. It just maintains itself. And, of course, their water conditioning system, the Kinetico, it is a fantastic system. It is the best water softener I've ever owned. I have never seen anything like it. I didn't know it even existed until... I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, because I always use the other ones with the timers and everything. They're always causing maintenance problems, and I'd have to replace them because the heads would go bad. This is a whole different system. It is an engineered system that really works well. Aquatex, give them a call at 281-331-7777. That's 281-331-7777.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Trying to remember these songs. All right, call me 713-572. I think that's combat. 713-572-4610. I wish Chad wouldn't do this to me. It distracts from what I'm supposed to be doing, which is radio here at my studio in Brownsville, Texas. We'll call it Studio B. Studio A's in Houston. I don't have one before that, so it starts with an A, then a B. I'm not going to get a C because I'm traveling enough as it is. All right, call me, and we will talk. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, sir.
Hey, so what I've got, I've noticed a small leak on one of these dome vents in on my attic. And I went up there, just noticed that it was dripping. Pushed around. It's the particle board or the CDX with the foil backing. I noticed a spot about the size of a Coke bottle, you know, the base of a Coke can that's mushy, so it's probably starting to rot or rotting. I called a couple of people yesterday, and, you know, I don't know how big you have to cut it. Do you have to go to the whole 4x8 sheet of plywood? What do you do? But they were quoting anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500 to replace the dome and to fix the repair. Is that an average price, or do you think that's a little excessive?
When you say a dome, are you talking about a Whirlybird vent?
No, it's not a Whirlybird. It's just one that's right above my attic door access, and it looks like like the Astrodome. It just looks like a dome. There's no turning. There's
It's a turtle. It's a passive plastic turtle vent. Okay, got it. Got it. It's like a turtle back, right? Yeah.
Yes, sir. So I'm trying to pinpoint the leak. Well, obviously, I'm not a professional, and I can't pinpoint the leak, and that could be anywhere. But yeah, so I called a couple places, mm-hmm. and they were anywhere from, you know, they were in the thousands. I was like, wow, I didn't know it'd be that much. So,
well, if they're going to replace a piece of plywood, you have to go at least half the size, which is a 4x4.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, and that means taking all the shingles, not only right where it is, but taking shingles back, you know, a couple feet all the way around and reweaving shingles back in and doing this kind of thing. Now, if you wanted to just get rid of it, and if it's just a small spot, they could remove, you could talk to a roofer, and I tell you to call Ideal Roofing. Remove the vent altogether and just pull back enough shingles and put a piece of metal down over it and just leave it be, and then put your shingles across the top of it for now, and you don't have to replace the plywood at all, or the OSB in this case, and just let it go for now until maybe you have to replace your roof, and then it could be more fixed. But if it just dries out and it doesn't get any worse, it's just going to be that little spot. But if you have a big piece of sheet metal over the top of it, it'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, the house is only 3 years old. I am going to get ready to sell it in about 6 months. I didn't know if I needed, you know, with the inspection potential, but there's no mold. It just started.
It's a bad detail. They didn't detail the vent right and things like that. But unfortunately, if you want to fix it permanently and pull it all back and replace a piece of plywood and put new shingles in that match, which they won't, so it's going to look like a big patch on your roof anyway. You can go through all that. That's fine. If you're selling the house and you just want it not to leak anymore, you could do what we just talked about. It's still going to have a patch on there. But when you sell a house, you sell it as is. You don't have to bring a house up to perfection to sell it. Homeowners will do inspections as well as they should, but it's only to tell them what they're buying. It has nothing to do with bringing it up to new codes or requirements or fixing everything. In fact, I would tell anybody buying a home, you don't want the homeowner to fix it, because you're going to cheapen it out. You already want to cheap it out just to sell it. So and there's nothing wrong with that. I understand where you're going. And if they want to fix it properly, then you might as well just take $1,500 off the cost of the home and give it to them, and then they can go ahead and tear the whole roof off if they want. It's up to, you know, let them do it. It's not going to hurt you any, because you're still going to get the majority of your asking price, and you're off and running off to Bermuda, where you're going to live for the rest of your life drinking Mai Tais. Didn't you?
Appreciate your advice.
All right,
yeah,
yes,
sir. And you said Ideal Roofing?
Ideal Roofing, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Ideal Roofing's the way to go. I call their name out quite a bit. Another company I call out quite a bit is Gulf Coast Windows, because of the window replacement expertise. They're very good at what they do. The windows they have are exceptional. The installers, exceptional. I'm going to use this word a lot. Just wait. Well, I see it. I'm going this way. Then you have financing plans. You know, 6 years, no interest if it's a big enough, you know, purchase and you need to go that far. Exceptional. Everything. Jim Fiume, the owner, everybody. They're just the top-notch best of best. And so when it comes to window replacement, window choices, most companies, they have one window. They say, well, we'll sell you four windows at $38.88 or whatever. That's all they have. Well, that's not what Gulf Coast is about. They have composite windows, vinyl windows, wood windows. They have hurricane glass windows. They have everything that you want when it comes to a window replacement. So what's the best thing to do? Give them a call. Talk to them before you make your decision. Gulf Coast Windows. Give them a call at 713-849-5454. And we continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572-4610. And we will talk today about whatever you want to talk about. You call, you talk, I listen. Then I'll say a few things, just because I would be rude not to, and then we will move on to other things. All right, let's talk to Nick. Nick, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for you in regards to the AC or a little plumbing issue. So recently, in my garage, to an exterior wall, I had to replace a pipe, an ABS pipe with PVC pipe. And that little section of pipe with the P-trap is part of my AC drain line. It goes into that So obviously the ACs are running the cold water, and the heat is making condensation. I haven't replaced the drywall yet, but I see it condensation along the P-trap part of it. Mm-hmm. Do you think, is there anything to stop that condensation, or should if I replace the if I put insulation or put the drywall back on, you think that condensation will stop? Because I don't want to leak and ruin the drywall anymore.
No, and it's a common problem with the cold water in the drain lines.
Right.
You know what pipe insulation is, right? Where you insulate your pipes?
Yeah, yeah, the gray. Yeah.
It can be the gray, foam. Or I prefer the black foam. It'll hold up a little better.
Okay.
But if you do that and wrap it real tight, what you need to do is wrap that area close to the air conditioning system if you're going to enclose it in a wall to where it will not sweat. It's not a matter of sticking a bunch of insulation in the wall. What you do is you insulate the pipe itself.
Okay, yeah, because this pipe is actually, it's on the, like I said, the drain line coming, the drain line from the attic goes down into this pipe, so it's in the pipe itself that I'm talking about is on the wall side, not in the attic side. So, and there's a P-trap portion of it that's sweating, and you're saying use the insulation will help?
When you say P-trap, is it, where is the P-trap?
It's in the wall. It connects to my main drain, to the vent stack.
Okay, so it's a 3/4 inch?
No, sir, it's an 1.5-inch piping.
Oh, okay. Well, if you wrap that, it'll quit sweating. It's an odd situation, or an odd configuration is a better word, that you have going, which if it works, it's fine. But if you have an area where that water's sitting on that P-trap and causing it to cause condensate and sweat,
yes, sir.
Then just wrap it with insulation real tight and some of that silver tape, you know, so it holds up in the heat when it gets hot in the walls. And it should stop it from sweating, just like a koozie on a beer can. It's a perfect example.
Right, right. And it should stop it from sweating just by any chance if it did continue to sweat slowly. I mean, that thing would get full of water, wouldn't it eventually? That's what that insulation.
Yeah, if you don't wrap it tight and you wrap it loose,
yes, sir.
It will start to sweat inside the between the insulation and the pipe. That's why I say you got to wrap it really tight.
Right.
So no air can touch that pipe. If no air touches that pipe, it will not sweat.
It'll be fine.
And
okay.
So you do a good permanent professional job on that, making sure that you don't have – it's not loose and dangling. It's tied real tight with tie wraps and with that tape. And you have enough insulation. It doesn't take a lot. Again, it's like a koozie. That's only about less than 1/2 inch thick. But it keeps the air from touching the pipe.
You said black in color, the foam?
The foam I use, yeah, is black in color. I think it's a better product. That styrofoam gray stuff, that deteriorates over time, especially if it gets hot.
Okay, and then last thing, you think replacing that drywall back in the garage, that section of drywall where the hot air from the garage will stop hitting the pipe would help as well?
I think your solution is this. If you know where it's sweating, you insulate the pipe, the sweating will stop.
Okay,
right. And then you can do whatever you have to do, but you know that's what's happening. And when we put units in and have the drain lines in the walls, they're always insulated. You don't see them because they're in the wall, but even with the new ductless systems and stuff, if you don't insulate those drain lines real well, you'll get a mess in the wall because it'll keep sweating.
Right, right. And that's the reason I wanted to call you, see what your advice is, because I don't want to keep sweating and ruining more drywall.
I don't want you to go through that, because then you get into mold issues. You don't want to get into all that.
Right.
But the key is just taking your time, insulating as much pipe and past that area a little bit. Just keep it all protected so no air can touch the pipe, and you'll be in good shape. And do it with a good quality product and that good silver tape and some tie wraps, nice and tight. Don't make it loose. And it'll last, decades. It's going to be fine.
Okay. All right, thanks for your help, sir.
Of course. It's my job, and that's what I like to do for you. 713-572-4610, and we will talk. How many of you have a generator? Those of you that do, a whole house generator, or I should say, you know, one that automatically comes on, runs off natural gas or propane for that matter. When your power goes out, you don't get that sinking feeling. In fact, when the power goes out at my house, it does once in a while. We haven't had any, it's past Harvey, so... Really, I didn't have any issues during Harvey. But as far as that goes, I don't worry. Because within 6 seconds, my house is powered back up. And it usually happens in the middle of the night. Because when my power goes down, I hear my smoke alarms beep real quick.
I said, whoop, yep. And then the ceiling fan starts to slow down, laying in bed. And all of a sudden, you can hear the ceiling fan go back on. I go back to sleep. It's that simple. It's nice. Of course, you have the clocks to deal with, but that's just something that's an inconvenience at best. Because I have a generator. And so if you don't have a generator, if you do have a generator, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't, I got a place where you can get one installed and one that's maintained. And if you do have a generator, by the way, these people do service on generators. A lot of you don't realize your generators don't work. Batteries go bad. Oil hasn't been changed. It's just going to burn itself up when you really need it. You have to have maintenance done on generators. So I want you to call KISS Generators, K-I-S-S Generators. That's what they do. They install them. And by the way, they use what I consider the best generator out there, and it's a Kohler. Kohler Generators. I have one. And if you get one, a generator, get a Kohler. Keep it maintained. They maintain mine. They're going to maintain yours. And that way, you always are ready when you need it to come on. It doesn't have to be a hurricane. It doesn't have to be a tropical storm like Harvey was with us. It started out as a hurricane, but it became a tropical storm on Houston, which I think are even worse. They just don't go away. The worst one was a hurricane that acts like a tropical storm that hit the Bahamas. It just doesn't move. Usually hurricanes move pretty quick, or at least quicker than that one did, that's for sure. Anyway, they don't sit in the same place. But whatever the case may be, and thank goodness it wasn't that. That was vicious. That just astounded me, the pictures I saw. That generator out there will be powering up your home. It's just the way it is. Even if you're in a flood-prone area, just put it up high enough where it's not going to be in the water when the floods come. But they are just a godsend. I'm telling you, generators are just a wonderful thing. I know you have to take a little bite out of your wallet, but that bite goes away and heals up. That generator is there for good, especially when you get a good one, especially when you call the people at KISS Generators. So they're a certified home show pro when it comes to just generators. You want a generator? You need generator maintenance? You're not sure yours even works anymore because you just take for granted it's out there and it looks good, so it's going to turn on? Give them a call and get it maintained. You should have a maintenance program done. They say every 6 months. I say you can even go a year, but some of you haven't had a maintenance done on your generator in 3 years. That's too long. You need to start a maintenance program just like you do with your car and your air conditioning system. It is a mechanical system. KISS Generators, to find out more about them, go to homeshowradio.com. Go to their website and find out how you can have that emergency generator. And they do a lot of them, even for hospitals and commercial buildings. These guys are the generator kings, and they're going to take care of you with a Kohler generator in your backyard.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.